Hello, my chickens. I am like bursting with excitement. I'm so excited to tell you about this new thing that I have been working on for months and months and months, and I couldn't share with you until it was ready. And I have just been dying to tell you about it because I'm so excited about it. So I am so pleased, drum roll, to announce and to introduce you to The Clutch. Now, what is The Clutch, you might ask? First of all, we need to discuss what clutch means. So in kind of Urban Dictionary terms, clutch is exactly what you need exactly when you need it. Also, as people who carry purses know, it's a small purse with just the essentials. But most importantly and amazingly, it is also the name for a group of chickens. Like, how perfect could this be? Because The Clutch is the podcast come to life, like at a party in a group of us. But The Clutch is an online feminist coaching community. It is a place for you to gather with other podcast listeners and take this work so much deeper than you can on your own. So I want to teach you a little bit about what happens in your brain so that you understand why this work is so important, if you don't already, and how The Clutch will help you with it. So one of the things that I think we don't understand when we think about socialization or patriarchy or whatever it is that we know that society teaches us that, say, women aren't as important as men, or what matters most about women is their looks, or that they're not as smart as men, right? And none of us would say that we believe that intellectually. We don't like those ideas. We don't want to believe they're true. But at the same time, they've infiltrated our brains. And so when we think about ourselves, those kinds of socialization thoughts come up in our own brains like they're just thoughts about ourselves. So we know that society teaches women that their bodies aren't good enough, but then we also believe that we just have too much cellulite. Right? We understand intellectually how those are connected, but we're still believing our own self-critical thoughts about ourselves. And we don't understand that those are actually just socialization messages that have like gone into your brain and then come out in your own thinking, like the Loch Ness Monster. So that's how socialization fucks up your brain, and you're surrounded by that all the time. And so I just don't think that just listening to the podcast is enough. The podcast, obviously, I think is amazing. I teach you everything that I know, but it's 20 minutes once a week. And even if you re-listen to episodes, it's not nearly as much as all of the messages you're getting from society all the time. And so that's why I created The Clutch, because I really wanted you all to have a place to go to do this work. Because I know that those of you listening to the podcast are often trying to do thought work on your own, right? And I see you tag me in it on social media, and I get emails and messages from you guys that you really are trying to apply the tools. But of course, you don't always know if you're doing it right. And sometimes you're doing it wrong, right? Through no fault of your own, just you're trying to teach it to yourself. And you get stuck, or you have blind spots, or you don't know how to apply it to your situation. And you don't really have anywhere to go to talk about that. I get so many questions from you all, and I can't answering them all would be more than a full-time job, right? But I want you to be able to get that kind of support you want. And so that's why I've created The Clutch. So The Clutch is going to be like that community of people who listen to the podcast, who follow my work, who are doing feminist thought work, and who want to learn and develop their tools and grow and make connections with other women who are doing it too. Because to me, right, feminism is a movement. It's not just about the individual, right? It's about our collective liberation. And The Clutch is that work for your mental and emotional life. Like, we can support Planned Parenthood or join a local feminist political group for the structural change, but we need that same kind of community and support for doing the internal work. It's so hard to just do it on your own, and it's so rewarding and incredible to do it in a community of other women who are also doing the same work. That's what I wanted for you guys, and so that's what I have created. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what we do in The Clutch. So it's a monthly membership, so you join, and each month you get a whole host of amazing things. So I have to like look at my list because there's so many good things in it. So first of all, when you start, you get a 5-week course delivered over email. It's audios and workbooks that teaches you how to manage your mind. It teaches you what I call the unfuck your brain model, which is the basic coaching tool you can use on everything. It's not something I've taught on the podcast actually, because it really needs to be taught like piece by piece with a workbook. It's something you really have to practice to absorb. It doesn't work that well in like a podcast format. So you learn this model, which you can use to coach yourself on anything at any time. And then you get new kind of tools and tips and practices every month that are only available in the Clutch. We're also going to be doing live coaching. So you can apply for live coaching. Once a month, I'm going to do a big live call where I'm going to teach you a little bit about a theme, and then I'm going to coach some of you on whatever is coming up for you on anything. And you get the chance to apply every month to be selected to be coached on that call. You also are going to get bonus podcasts. We're going to have listener Q&A episodes every week that are only available in the Clutch. We're going to have a weekly podcast guide. So you're going to get podcast discussion questions every week that really help you think through the episode, digest what you've learned, and apply it to your own work. And then you can share that in the Clutch with all the other women who are doing the same thing so that you can talk about the work and share about it, right? You're also going to have some expert guidance. I will be in there, of course, but I also have picked a couple coaches trained by me who've been through my private coaching programs. They know my work backwards and forwards, and they are amazing coaches. And they are going to be in there to really be helping you guys with, like, when you post your questions, answering your questions, or if you post some self-coaching you're working on, like asking you a question that you haven't thought of or showing you where you've gone wrong, or if people are giving you different ideas, helping you see like which ones are going to be helpful for you. They're really there to help you see your own blind spots, see what you've missed in your self-coaching, refer you to the parts of my work that will help you with your particular problem, right? They're really familiar with the work, and they're there to help you take your self-coaching deeper. And then we also have daily prompts, because thought work needs to be a daily habit. So every day there's a prompt in the group that will sort of nudge you, right, to do your little bit of thought work, like your minimum baseline of thought work for the day in responding to that prompt. And honestly, although all of that stuff is important, to me, what's most important is that you have 24/7 access to this community of like-minded women, right, who are all committed to evolution and growth and empowerment. Like, the studies consistently show that your like health and well-being and your mental and emotional state are kind of, what's the right word, like the average of the people you spend the most time with. Now, I think non-thought work people take that to mean that other people impact your vibe. Of course, I don't think that's what it means. But I think that the people we spend time around are always offering us thoughts, right? Their own thoughts. And if we don't know that that's happening, it's so easy to take those on. You guys know that's happening. So you might manage not to take on those thoughts. But on the other hand, how powerful would it be if you were spending a lot of time with other women who were doing this work and who were offering you amazing, empowering thoughts and questions all the time, right? Just takes everything to the next level. So after you've been in the Clutch a few months, here's what you're going to kind of experience. You're going to find that you're not on such an emotional roller coaster all the time, right? You're getting more done and you're starting to feel more confident. You're a little bit nicer to yourself. After like 2 months, you're going to start to notice that you're a little bit less judgmental. You're not even sure when it happens, right? You're going to be less freaked out when unexpected things happen. You're going to surprise yourself by looking in the mirror and thinking you look good, right? You're going to find you're just a little more patient and gentle with yourself and other people. After 3 months, you're going to find that your brain is starting to coach itself, right? And when you look back at the old thoughts you used to have, you're going to realize that you don't believe some of them anymore. And some of them you might still be working on, and that's fine. But you're going to really see that you've started to make this, you really made this progress. You're going to be showing up at work the way you want to. You're going to be showing up in your personal life more the way you want to. And I think the most important thing is you're going to see the power of this work on a different level. And you're going to be so excited to find out where you can take it next. And that's what's so beautiful about the Clutch, is that you can be part of the community for as long as you want. It's not just 6 weeks and then it's over, or 3 months and then it's over, because you're always going to have your brain, right? And you're always going to be living in a world that is profiting off of making you feel unhappy with yourself or suggesting to you that you should feel unhappy with yourself. It can't make you, right? But if you're not managing your mind, it's offering you a lot of negative thoughts about yourself all the time. And that's why the clutch is so important. And because I want you to have access to all the best resources on top of everything I just told you that you get every month and every week, there also are all my best bonus resources are in there. So there's a workbook for work stress called The Work Stress Solution, teaches you how to deal with the most common stressful aspects of work. There's The Dating Stress Solution, which is a workbook that teaches you how to handle things like texting and first dates and ghosting and breakups, right? All the parts of dating. There's the Unfuck Your Body Image workbook, which has all these concrete tools and practices you can use to work on your body image. There's my recommended reading list, which some of you grabbed for free recently, but that's also in there. And the Get Shit Done and Feel Better guide, right? Which is a set of simple daily practices that will change your whole life. So if you are someone who signed up recently for like the Skepticals worksheet or the reading list, that's the kind of stuff that's in the clutch, but there's so much more of it. And there's going to be new content every month that's only available in the clutch. So basically, it's just everything that I could think of that you could possibly need to take your self-coaching to the next level. And it's really important to me that this community be a community of people who are invested in the work and are committed to doing it, but that it also be much more accessible than working with me in Unfuck Your Brain, which is a much bigger financial investment. So the clutch is only $97 a month. And I, of course, recognize that, you know, people at all different economic points listen to this podcast. And for some of you, that's going to be a no-brainer. And you should definitely go sign up, obviously. And some of you, that's going to be truly out of reach. And that's why I have the podcast and I give away so many free resources and I teach on Instagram and on my blog, because I do want this work to be accessible to everyone. But for those of you who are kind of in the middle where you're thinking like, okay, well, that's like a significant amount of money to me, you know, should I invest in this? Here's what I really want you to think about. How much money do you spend on shit that doesn't help make you feel better long term, right? Like when I think about how much money I used to spend on a new pair of shoes that I thought would make me feel better about myself, or ordering takeout way too many nights a week, not that there's anything wrong with takeout, right? But because I was using food to numb out my emotions and not cooking for myself or not even just eating food that would feel, you know, better in my body. Or how many times do we think like, oh, well, I deserve this. It's been a hard day. I'm going to treat myself, right? We get stuck in this cycle where we can't manage our minds and emotions, and then we completely stress ourselves out. And then we spend money on things to try to make ourselves feel better. And it's just like a total waste, right? Because the effect never lasts. We're just buying sort of temporary false pleasure or even real pleasure, but it's temporary. It doesn't contribute to our overall well-being, and we just go through that vicious cycle over and over again. So when you think about it that way, to me, $97 a month is truly a no-brainer, because it's less than one or two pairs of shoes. I mean, depends where you buy your shoes. For some of us, it's like a quarter of a pair of shoes. For some of us, it's two pairs of shoes or three pairs of shoes, right? But compared to a few meals out or a pair of shoes or a night at the bar, right? Or a trip to Sephora you don't really need, all of those kind of expenses that we use to try to soothe ourselves because we don't know how to really take care of ourselves. And that is why in my own life, you know, now my business is successful and I don't have to kind of make hard decisions about whether I can invest in coaching or something else. But that obviously was not always the case. I started this business with, you know, no business background and no business. And investing in learning how to manage my mind was always my number one priority. And it still is, honestly. I think I mentioned this on the podcast recently, like I'm in two masterminds and I pay a coach. Because I know that investing in my mind is the most important thing I can do. It is my, like, apart from shelter and really basic food, investing in my, and healthcare, investing in my mind is the most important thing. Honestly, I mean, it is healthcare in its own way. So here's the other thing. You know, there are podcast communities out there that have like 20,000 people in there, and most of the people just join the group and aren't really doing anything. And it's really important to me that the clutch be only people who are committed to doing this work. Now, obviously, that's going to like differ for everyone. It's not, you know, we're not taking attendance like in school if you don't participate every day or even every week. But it's just important to me that this group really be a live, active community of people who are really doing that work. And when something is totally free, the truth is people don't value it as much. And I have for sure experienced this in my own life that when I have signed up for free courses that people offer, I often don't even like open the emails, right? I'm sure that a lot of you have done that too. It's not because we're bad people or we don't respect that person's time or work. It's just the human brain, right? When things are free and plentiful, we don't value them as much as when they're scarce or require investment of our resources. And so I didn't want the clutch to be a place that a whole bunch of people join for free and then most people never show up and forget about. I want it to be a place for people who have skin in the game, right? For people who are committed to doing this work, who are willing to invest, yes, their money, but really their time and their effort and their energy into the community. And I know that when you invest, you show up at a higher level for yourself and for everyone else in the community. It's why I walk my talk and I always invest in coaching at the level that's appropriate for me and my budget, which is way more than $97 a month. And it's why it's so important to me that the clutch be a much more accessible way of working with me, but also that it be a way that you signal to yourself with your investment that you are taking this work seriously and that you are taking yourself seriously and that you're going to prioritize to invest in yourself in ways that actually produce rewards. There's a reason I call it an investment, okay? Like, you know, buying a 15th pink lipstick you don't need, it's not really an investment. It's just spending money. Learning to manage your mind, coaching is an investment because you get a return from it. You get an emotional and mental return, which, by the way, matters, right? It's only kind of in a weird way. It's like capitalism that teaches us that things are only investments if you get more money out of them, right? Like, who made up that rule? If you get mental and emotional health and stability and happiness, that's important on its own and worth the investment. But it is also true that your mind is what creates all the money you'll make in your life. All the value you'll create in your life, which is what makes money for you. So investing in your mind is actually the best financial investment you can make. And I think I've proved that in my own life by taking my business from zero to $1 million in revenue, right? I've made $1 million in revenue in my third year of business, not $1 million in the 3 years total. Like in the third year, I made $1 million. And that's 100% because I invested at a high level and learned to manage my mind. So it's a financial investment, but it's also just a commitment to yourself and a signal to yourself that you are going to take your own mental and emotional health and your own life seriously. So I think that's everything I need to tell you about the clutch. I want you to go check it out. It's at www.unfuckyourbrain.com/the clutch. It's really like all of my my heart and soul are so in this group because I just know that this is what you all need. I can't even explain it. It's like a little, you know, coachy intuition, but I just know that the next step in our collective liberation is to be able to engage with each other and this work at a deeper level and create a community of women who are going to change the world by changing their own minds. And that is really my mission in life. And I want that freedom and that liberation for you. And the clutch is the only way I see to do it. I don't think there's anything like it anywhere else in the world. And I think that I'm so glad that I came up with it and that you all are listening to this and going to learn about it because I think it truly is revolutionary. And I want you to be a part of that. So check it out, www.unfuckyourbrain.com/the clutch. I'm in there and I can't wait to see you all there.